All right, everyone, it is now 5 p.m., so we're going to go ahead and get started. Once again, sorry for the delay. I just lost track of time, realized it was 20 past, and I'm like, that's a bit unfair to like start it this late, so we rolled it forwards to the next hour. Additionally, an announcement here, which I'll also put after this one, is that there will be no office hours coming up in a random date that I don't know until I look at my calendar, because I'm out of the country for a little bit. That is the wrong calendar, so let me just swap to the right calendar. I have too many Google accounts. Okay, it should be on this calendar, but it is not. Okay. There will be no office hours on the 6th and the 13th of September. I'll put that in the doobly-doos once we're done there, because 6th and the 13th, I'm out of the country. I didn't realize I'd accidentally scheduled that to miss two, but the flight on my way out is at 19:30 or 7:30 if you guys use non-24-hour clocks. And I could totally do the office hours at 4 p.m. on that date, but like, hey, let's get at the airport earlier, you know. So yeah, no office hours on the on those two dates, the 6th and the 13th. So next office hours after this one will be on the 20th, which sounds scary because it's like basically like the end of September will be the next one. Anyway, let's move on with the questions. We'll get started with SLS's question, which is actually, I guess, two questions. First of all, do I check the office hours Google form? I do check it every week. Sometimes I forget, but I'm getting to have it checking it every week. I actually have a notepad document, which is like shit to do at office hours that you keep forgetting to do. So yes, we're gonna go ahead and check it. As those questions were entered before office hours, we'll go for those first. So the question we have here that is not answered is, why was the force reticle above horizon launch argument implemented by DMX asked that? I don't know. There are a lot of weird like command line arguments that were created and added when we were using much more varied hardware. So this is before sort of some standardization of the hardware. Now, VR hardware isn't standardized at all, but before the realms of sort of like Vive, SteamVR, OpenXR style stuff, you know, the Index, etc., and Oculus, there were like a bunch of additional headsets that were there. They did different things, and there were a bunch of sort of features that we didn't have in Neos, and that led to a bunch of stuff being added. For example, there's like command line arguments which will turn another user into like a camera. That was before we had the camera streaming UI. Like you could turn a user into a camera and it would just follow you around. It was a little weird. That still does exist. I forget what the property is, but you can see that if you open up the old Neos launcher and look around there, there's a bunch of stuff there that exists. I have no idea why it's there. I've just remembered that there was a GitHub issue mentioned about it. I just can't remember what that's about. It's something to do with 360s. I don't know. Take a look, figure it out. If you let me know. If you find out, let me know. Moving forwards to the next question we have now, which is actually in the Office Hours text chat from Stifle. Stifle says, besides item texture thumbnail source, are there any other hidden gems in the uncategorized section of components that are not being used but should? So for those unaware, item texture thumbnail source will update and change the thumbnail of an item that you save to your inventory to be a specific thumbnail. This is great because if you don't do this, it will just take a photo when you hold it, which can go wrong with things like tools and stuff that have lasers or big items. Sometimes their thumbnail just looks terrible. So I've seen a lot of people that are making use of those to sort of make sort of placards or banners for their items to make it a little bit easier to find them. So do check out item texture thumbnail source. I believe there's a tutorial on my channel about that. As for other components and uncategorized, there are far too many in there for me to remember specifically. So I won't really be able to answer that one efficiently. There are lots in there that shouldn't be used. There are lots in there that should be used. I think destroy proxy is still in there. No, actually, destroy proxy got moved. Destroy proxy is a cool one. Destroy proxy allows you to basically say like, hey, when this item is destroyed, also destroy this other item. I would like people to use that more on things like weapons. If you have ammo or guns or grenades or any sort of ammo that's really existing rather than being a particle effect, maybe consider destroy proxy such that when the gun gets destroyed, all the mess it made in the world gets destroyed. There's that very popular tranquilizer gun that doesn't do that. I hate the tranquilizer gun because, I don't know, all the new users seem to find it and then they shoot me with it and I get really annoyed. But when that tranquilizer gun is deleted, the ammo stays behind and just like in the floor. It's just like a big trank dart in the floor and that's annoying. So destroy proxy can save you there. Destroy proxy is also good for sort of template-based creation. You know, if you're like, yo, if I'm duplicating this thing, then I want to link it back to the original thing, a bit like the ammo scenario, but it also comes up in UI sometimes when I'm making UI. Guess that's it for that question. No User Found says, have you been working on anything interesting lately, stuff you're excited to release or speak about? Nothing that I'm excited to release or speak about, unfortunately, right now. Moving forwards, Storm says, what were you working on that made you late today? I would love to say that I had an amazing excuse, but I was just playing a video game and had an eye on the clock and then got distracted by the video game being slightly more difficult. I blinked and I'm like, oh, it's 20 past. Whoops, my bad. I'm going to re-enter an alarm into my calendar for various things that I need to be aware of. Did used to have a calendar like schedule for the office hours, but it ran out. I have too many Google like accounts. Moving forwards, Stifle says, can one write wiki pages about the worlds published such as the Creator Jam? Yeah, you can write whatever you want on the NES Wiki. Like, keep it tidy. I'll tidy it up for you if it's like really messy and you can't like, you know, you're struggling with the formatting, etc. But whatever you'd like to put on there, like it's a community project, you can put all sorts of stuff in there. It would be great to see any of that sort of stuff. As a reminder, anyone on the planet can edit the NES Wiki. We are having some troubles of logging into the NES Wiki. Please do check the wiki channel for information about how to log into there. And then if you're interested in contributing to the wiki, on the left-hand side of the wiki's menu, there is the contributing to the wiki menu. Again, just to reiterate this, you don't need permission from me. You don't need special privilege. You don't need like a ticket. You don't need a golden ticket. You don't need to go to Willy Wonka's factory. You can just go ahead and edit the wiki. Additionally, if you're making wiki pages, please don't send me Google Docs that have wiki pages in them. Just write it straight in the wiki. If you don't want to put it in place, like in the actual place on the wiki that you want, make a temporary page. Put the temporary page onto your user page, and then we can look at it there. I've noticed this happens a lot with writing documentation across many roles and jobs I've had. Lots of people write their documentation in Microsoft Word or Google Docs, and then when it comes time to make that into actual documentation, it just won't work because they're in their own Word, they're thinking about Word, they're thinking about a document. Whereas when they're in Wiki or Markdown or whatever the hell the documents are written in, they're thinking about the way that the documentation is written in that language, and it allows them to sort of think more precisely about it. A good example here being links in wikis are a little bit weird until you get used to them, but once you're used to them, you just put them everywhere. But you know, there has to be like intention there. Same with headings. I have lost count of the amount of people that will use Word or Google Doc headings incorrectly and drive me absolutely mad. So write it on the wiki if you plan for it to be on the wiki, and don't send me Google Docs. Send me temporary pages, wiki, or whatever you'd like. Moving forwards, Jack says, is there anything you can tell us that you're working on for the future? Yeah, lots. You can take a look at the roadmap on the GitHub NES public roadmap. Everything there is still planned to be worked on. Of course, see announcements for the stuff that's going on there that I don't want to dwell on too much. Nothing in particular for this week to be mentioned. Basement says, is there a component that does a save proxy like the destroy proxy component? I don't know. I also don't have the code base open right now. There might be. I think I've seen something like that. So do take a look. I'll take a look as well once I open the code base. Might as well just open it now. It can just sort of struggle bus whilst I'm sat here answering other questions. Moving forwards, Jack says, can an RTX 3060 Ti run NEOS? Yes. If it has 3 and X in it from NVIDIA, you're probably better off than I am. I run on a 2080 Ti, so excellent. On the other side of that, if you're on a 1080, you'll still be able to run it, but a 1080 is sort of like getting old these days now that the 3 series is coming out. I heard news about the 4 series soon, so cool. Then be 2 generations behind, but hey, I'm not going to drop $2,000 on a new graphics card anytime soon. Getu says, is there a tool for making animations in NEOS with game objects that don't involve coding the whole tween node of all inputs and outputs, or RARA is a new way of making animations in NEOS? Okay, so you have multiple options there. So option number one is what you say with the tween node. You can also do mathematical animations, which are often all you need for like really basic stuff. For example, like getting planets orbiting another planet. Someone's like, can I make an animation file? I'm like, just use sine and cos and it'll be done. Like, takes a few seconds. As for more complex animations, the two options that you have are, firstly, AnimJ. Lex and I are working on like understanding AnimJ a lot better. We got almost to the end, but then I really don't understand how the curve preset works, but whatever. So AnimJ is an option. There is an AnimJ wiki page. It is kind of bare bones. Do take a look at it. That is more sort of writing the animations there. I believe there are a couple of people working on sort of AnimJ exporters for various tools. That'll let you get some sort of complicated animations. Additionally, you can make Blender or FBX-based animations and import them and run them. That is what a lot of people do. You can swap between animations provided they have the same bone rigs and like number of like keyframes or like keyframe control points or whatever. And that works out quite nicely. For example, I have an object, I think, in my public folder under tutorials, which has like a just a sort of blocky blob man that does three animations of a button on the front to show that you can swap between them. There's also worlds that make use of that. A particular note, just off the top of my head, is Eco, one of the MC entries, where there is an AI system of little foxes that walk around mining ore and trees. Those will go from walking to like digging back to walking animations very, very easily. I seem to remember like I edited Eco in one of the creator jams. There was a creator jam which used Eco as like a base, and I made like a cow milking little fox that went up and milked cows. I didn't have time to bring in another animation, so the milking cow animation was actually chopping a tree down. So it walked up to the cow and like just was like whacking it with an axe and milk came out. Rigobert says, how hard is it to learn logics from someone coming from C#? Strangely, you'll have a little bit of a better time because you know C# and because you know generic programming. But the key thing I want to tell you is stop with comparisons. It's one of the things that annoys me the most when people learn logics is they say, like, what language is it like? And I'm like, well, it's not really like any language. Is there any other language you know of that you can build in VR? And, you know, it was made by Yellow Dog Man. Over in the Czech Republic? No, there's no other language like that, right? So you gotta think that through and try not to make comparisons. Like, of course, comparisons are easy when you're trying to learn stuff, but sometimes they get in the way. Like, I've had people that just, like, cannot learn logics because they can't overcome that sort of comparison-style view. You know, they'll start writing logics and they'll be like, well, if I was going to do this in C#, I'd do it this way. And it's like, well, that does help, but at a certain point, you kind of have to just leave it by the roadside and carry on into logics land. So do keep that in mind when you're learning stuff. Talking about that, there is this... I wanted to do a video on this at some point. Let me see if I can get it. There's this, like, abbreviation... fast. Oh, there it is. It's actually on my tool, my bookmark toolbar. Here it is. It says, learn anything faster. It's by this sort of, like, life coach that does have paid products, but you can go buy. I'm not endorsing his products. I'm just saying read the free article. But the first part of his FASTA abbreviation, like a acronym, I guess, is FORGET. And it's like the knowledge that we already have keeps us limited. So in order to learn faster, we need to forget what we think we already know. And like that was like, yep, that makes perfect sense for logics. Forget what you already know. In some cases, like it's situational that you need to forget it. Like you'll have a lot better time writing C# because you know basic logic, basic programming terms, basic Boolean operators, stuff like that. You know what the term variable means, but like, don't think about classes or files or functions or collections, because those don't exist in logics. Bad Halo Ninja points out external slot saver. I think external slot saver is the one that I was referring to. It's under utility. It sounds like it does what it is. I remember when it was added, I just haven't used it or had a need to yet. Jack says, can Neos be used for schools in the future, like coding school, 3D art school? It already is being used in schools in a lot of cases. There's a lot of stuff that has been used in education. I'm actually in a newspaper and on a sort of short 30-second piece of news is some educational work I did in Neos. So yes, it's being used in schools. Moving forwards, Electronus says, the wiki state should look into some of the permissions of cloud variables. Any information to share on those? Yes, I paused that work whilst we're in the sort of development hiatus, because even if I figured it out, I wouldn't be able to change anything. The permissions around the contacts one are just a little confusing. Like, I had a bunch of debug lines in the code base that I was running on a build, and then I lost them for some reason, so I need to, like, figure them out. The description there from the wiki that's crossed out might be correct. It's just I was having a conversation with someone and we thought that they were not correct. And so I updated it to say, like, hey, we're looking into them. I know that's been a long time, but, like, it is what it is right now. Lots of stuff going on that it just isn't fun. Storm says that it was beating the cow, the bucket. That's correct. I managed to swap out the axe for a bucket, but it's still the axe chopping animation. So, like, the little fox guy would be like whacking this cow with a bucket in the style of using an axe, and then it would walk away with milk in the bucket. Jack says, in the educational system, I don't know what you mean by that. If you mean like the educational system of a country, yes, we did some education in Queensland, in Australia. There's lots of stuff going on in Europe, especially with Neos the Classroom, but it's used a lot. We've even got some community members Tom Fox, I believe, is doing tutoring in mathematics for some of his students that he tutors using Neos. That's why he was looking for a while ago. He was looking for a sort of whiteboard style setup where you could actually erase a little bit easier. Like with right now with our pens, you can erase whole brushstrokes, but you can't erase, like, say if you draw a line, you wouldn't be able to put like a, you know, a whiteboard eraser in the middle and split that line in two. You'd have to destroy the entire line. So that's what they were looking for. Jack says, will Neos be on PlayStation VR 2 or the new Meta headset? We don't know and can't make commitments to headsets that don't have any details or are not released or are not in our hands. The way it works with devices is if we get the device into the hands of a team member, usually Fruks, although there's a couple of devices that I will personally be trying to implement simply because they will arrive at my apartment, and if I don't implement them, then they'll sit on a shelf gaining dust. But if there is a developer kit, developer program or something like that, please forward it to us or open a GitHub issue about it. Please don't email the companies about us. That's kind of rude. Just imagine, like, okay, let's just say, for example, a new company, and we'll call it Cheese, comes out and they come out with a Cheese VR 1. It's the best headset ever. You want Neos to use it. And 50,000 people email Cheese, like, please help Neos integrate. And meanwhile, like, business executives or people from Cheese are already speaking to us. It's just like noise, right? So open up an issue and tell us to go speak to them, then we'll go speak to them and figure it out. If you have information to share, like where their developer kit is or whatever, put it in a GitHub issue, and then we'll be able to go from there rather than like spamming them with like messages. We had that with one headset. I can't remember which in particular. No User Found says, hey, do you remember that system you revealed you're working on the previous project time, the Bone system, I think? Any progress on the updates of that? Yeah, that's going well. We're planning on sort of swapping out some of the meshes there because we can't give people access to the meshes. Like pictures and stuff like that are okay, but like access to the meshes is bad because they're actual like patient files. But if we swap them out to sort of like basically a skull and a leg bone that we've downloaded from Sketchfab, we can totally do that. And I plan to do that so I can do a video overview of how that world works, because that'll be super exciting to see how that works and talk about it. Later on, depending on how the project goes, we might publish that world as a sort of example. Right now, it's still under heavy development, though. But that's actually not Neos team related. That's like what I do in my actual existence. No User Found says Neos can run on Android smartphone. It technically can. Yes, speak to Zlinka for that. Xlinka, they are managing to do that. It can also run on a Steam Deck. Interesting that we don't really expect these platforms to be supported, but they are. Enjoy. If your phone blows up, don't blame me. Yeah, I don't know anything about the Steam Deck. The Steam Deck came out at a time where I couldn't spend as much money as I usually was spending, so I just had to sort of pass on that. I'll buy one when I have money. Lux is a very long question. Let me get started in reading this. I had been messing with asset deduplication, trying to understand it better, and was wondering how the material set component works with respect to this. Specifically, whenever I add the material set component and place materials that are not stored in the object itself, duplicating this object seemingly does not use the same assets. Is there a way to get it to use the same asset system properly, or am I going about the wrong way? I don't know how that does that. I'd have to look into that one, unfortunately. The material set component might not be registering materials in the same way that like a mesh renderer does. There's like two ways to refer to a material, right? If you do create empty object, add a material to it, Neos knows that that material isn't being used anywhere. But if that material is then used somewhere, such as in a render or whatever, it knows it's being used, and then the asset system sort of kicks in and tries to sort of preserve that asset to not be deleted so that the mesh that's using it doesn't go to checkerboard. That's also why there's things like asset loader and stuff like that will keep the asset loaded. I don't know if material set's doing that properly. I'll have to take a look. So I've got like two things to take a look now, haven't I? What was I opening the code for before? I was opening it for Basement Nerd. We found that with external slot saver. And now I'm looking at the code for material set. Okay. Moving forwards, Jack says the PS2 VR2 already has a dev kit. It got leaked. See the keyword there being leaked? That means not allowed to use. That's what the word leak means. Sure, we're aware of it. Sure, we're aware that Facebook Meta are going to announce a headset soon. I've heard it's in October. But until there is like a button that says, you are an application, click here to officially be allowed to use this dev kit, we can't use it. Also depends on the individual sort of like dev kit, dev relations style thing. There have been a couple of headsets that we've like had to sign paperwork for in the past. So like, you know, it being leaked is another thing from it like being available.
Moving down to more questions. Aaron says, I think this was asked before, but I don't remember the answer, so I apologize. Do you have plans for now for any marketing for the game once you start, guys? Start doing updates again. We don't have any plans right now, of course, because of the, you know, we're not doing updates right now, but I'm sure we will once we get started again. Again, it'll probably be sort of more targeted and dependent on the sort of like updates that we do. We are grateful for the rushes that we've had. You know, the news is coming in due to the VRChat stuff, due to the Metaverse boom, due to Thrill Seekers video. We're grateful to all of those people. If any of you are in the office hours today, thank you for coming and trying us. But controlled growth is still better than uncontrolled growth. So we want to be very careful about when we do that, how we do it, and what we do. I know people want us to be like, yo, Twitter, here's $5,000. Put us in all of the timelines. Shove us here. I want us to go, you know, like, here, TikTok, take $5,000. Shove our TikToks down people's throats. It's just like, life doesn't work like that. Life doesn't work like that. Jack the Duck is still talking about the leaked and deleted and pictures and scary details. If there is not a website by the company that says you can use this, we cannot use it. I guess you can kind of view it like a museum, right? We are aware that the Mona Lisa exists. I can go visit the Mona Lisa. I forget where it is. I think it's still in the Louvre. I don't remember. Anyway, bad paintings. I don't know where it is. But anyway, I know that the Mona Lisa exists. I can look at it. I can look at photos of it. I can look at information about it, but I can't touch it. I can't lick it. Like, it's not going to happen. Same with that dev kit, right? I know that these headsets exist. I know that they're cool. I know that they're going to be announced. I've seen leaked photos. I can't do anything with that information. I can't touch it. And yeah, that's probably going to go in the quote channel. I can't lick the Mona Lisa. No, I said it was a bad example because I don't know where it is. Like, if I'm talking about a painting, I would rather I knew where it was. I did see a post recently, actually. There's one of the image writing AIs, and I don't want to talk about these for like forever because it's just a long conversation. But one of the image AIs can sort of take a given image and expand it to be a large image. And so what it does is like it will draw around the edges of the painting what it thinks should be there if it was like a zoomed out picture. And someone fed it the Mona Lisa and it drew like her as a sort of like, I don't know, TikTok influencer because like that's what it was trained on or whatever. So it was like Mona Lisa in the middle. And then as it like expanded outwards, it was quite clearly like a sort of, you know, 2020 style lady sat there with like whatever was added, and it was kind of interesting to see. Let me see if I can go ahead and get that for you. Looked like there's some additional posts that do have good copies of it. They've sort of expanded it very well, but I did see one that had expanded it to be like completely confusing. Like this one here took into mind the like actual style, but another one when it expanded it was like in a room at a table. It didn't make any sense, whereas that one is, you could see that of maybe being where she was painted. Let's scroll down and take a look. Jack says, can you leak anything we aren't supposed to use yet? Yes, in the current build of Neos that you're on, there is a variable type called color x. Don't use it. That's part of color management, isn't ready for you guys to use yet. Will be once we get color management. But you can see it and you can have a look at it. You can also look at how god-awful it is in the inspector to look at. But there you go. It's just there because like color management is such a big change that like part of it got merged in a previous build, so you can see it. But yeah. No User Found has an interesting question. So No User Found says, what are your thoughts about how a multi-million billion dollar company like Meta can't make a good VR social metaverse, but two people and a bunch of developers can make a good VR metaverse? It's a problem of focus. So a bit like that picture of the Mona Lisa zooming out that we just did here, right? Could Da Vinci have painted that entire landscape? Yes, but he didn't want to because he was doing a picture of Mona Lisa. I don't know if it's the name of the painting or the name of the subject of the painting. So whatever, I'll just call her Mona from now on, or maybe Lisa. Like, he was like, I want to do a painting of Lisa. So he painted Lisa. He didn't paint the trees around her. And the same thing there goes for the metaverse. Now, I've worked at large companies, and I know that focus sometimes becomes a problem. But it becomes a problem because you're paying too many people. Like, let's say you have 1,000 people. One of them has to focus on something that doesn't make sense to be focused on. Like, okay, let's do another basic example. Okay, you're building a house and, you know, someone's focusing on electric, someone's focusing on plumbing, someone's focusing on the roof, someone's focusing on structural integrity. someone's focusing on what color the cushions on the couch are going to be. Guarantee it, right? And they need to, because it's like a big company and they need to focus on that. But then like times that by 100, right? And then you've got all these meetings, all this information, all these people, all these budgeting, all these teams. And it's just like, cool. We've just spent 6 months talking about the color of a cushion, but the electrics don't work. When I turn on the living room light, the garbage disposal turns on. Like that's what happens. And like driving that and making that work at a large company is like a huge like leadership thing. That's why leadership are in place. Now, that isn't to say that Meta's leadership is bad. I don't actually know anything about it. Like, I'm laughing at the memes, you know, the Zuck picture in front of the Eiffel Tower, but that's like, that's just me laughing at the picture. I haven't done enough research or investigation into what might be going on there from a leadership point of view to cause that lack of focus, but focus is the problem there. When we have the smaller team that we do have, it means that we have focus through another realm, which is we don't have 1,000 people building a house. We don't have someone thinking about the couch. In this case, the couch might be that our UI looks absolutely garbage. Like, it does, right? We're going to work on it when we can. But when we do that, we're going to focus on that for a bit. And it means that maybe the electrics aren't being focused on. Like, the electrics are still going to work, but maybe you don't have the air conditioning unit is maybe not running as effectively as it should. So we have focus simply by a sort of function of existing. I hope the answer worked. Like, there's so much nuance to that that I could probably talk for hours, so I'll leave it there. Jumping around, Dorky does say build the house before the couch. That is what we're going to be doing for UI updates. UI update like gets like conflated a lot. Like, a lot of people think it's just one item. Like, it's a big ball of string, and the UI update will just launch one day and everything will change. No. We will work on two things in parallel, which is the UI systems, which are like a slider, a checkbox, a text input field, a square that those things can go inside. And then the other thing will be a part of the UI, and we'll work on them together. So it'll be like, oh, we're working on the settings UI now. For the settings UI, we need to update how sliders work. Not sliders, the component that allows you to move stuff in the world. Sliders is in the volume slider, right? We need to update the volume slider. Okay, so we'll update the volume slider. Cool, now the settings UI can use that new volume slider. And it means the next time that we need a slider, we don't need to work on the volume slider, right? And then we just keep working on that. We're like, okay, we're done with settings. Let's move on to inventory. What do we need for inventory? Oh, we need some form of grid that can show thumbnails. We'll work on that as a part of the system. Now we can work on the inventory. So a little bit of like washing one window, washing another window. Eventually you'll get like the whole picture. It's not like we're just going to drop in one day with like a nuclear bomb and go like, boom, the UI's done. Moving forwards, rather than me wittering on about various sort of analogies that get more and more obtuse. Electronus says, how far along is color management? Last time I recall hearing that it was in close testing and getting ready to push to danger testers. It is close. Of course, we're not doing updates right now, so it's less close than it was. Probably a better question for Geens, who isn't here. But I know that every time we talk about it, I end up sort of misunderstanding color even more. You have to remember that I am slightly colorblind, and so I've just kind of ignored color management, not from a perspective of I don't care, but from a perspective of like, I can't help as best as I could. I'll still help with testing, make sure that stuff makes sense, but like, we'll need our testers at that time to be like, yeah, this looks right. I can't tell the difference between many yellows and greens, it seems. I'm just like, cool, if your world is yellow or green, I'm probably confused. Electronic says, could we get that as a clip? Yeah, the recording of this office hours will be up on Sounder. You can go ahead and download it and cut it up and be like, boom, boom, bash. Yeah, that's another thing. Storm says that Games was trying to find a way to add it without breaking everything. That's another point. To give another, again, incredibly obtuse and crude analogy, color management is going to be a little bit like bashing you over the head, removing your eyes, and putting in different eyes, and then waking you up. We want that to be as smooth as possible. What I mean by that is, like, stuff is going to look different. It's going to look different. And there's no way to, like, make that not be different. That's just, like, color management in general. It's going to make stuff look different. It's about making that smooth. It's like saying, like, hey, let's install the color management build. Let's go through the top 100 worlds and make sure they don't look dumb. If they do look dumb, let's make sure that we figure out why they look dumb and see if that's a problem or it's, like, a symptom of the color management switch. So I seem to remember there were some screenshots available. It might be in the devlog channel of some of the popular worlds back then when it was being posted. before and after. Unfortunately, the camera wasn't aligned to the same location, because I wanted to do is put it on one of those like swipey tools, you know, where you can like swipe left and right to compare like two pictures. I wanted to put like before and after color management on one of those swipey tools, so you could be like woo 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 and swipe it backwards and forwards and see the difference. I'm sure we'll get some of those, especially if you know, I'm on the color management build. I'll get some camera anchors together and make sure I can get some swipey photos. If you don't know what I mean, I'm sorry, but you know, swipey photos. Yeah, I believe it's called like onion skinning or something like that. It's similar to like in sort of traditional animation, where like old school animation, computer animation, not computer animation, sorry, like by hand animation, where they would like draw a background and then put overlay like plastic paper with the characters drawn on them and then flip between them to make sure that they look good between two frames. That swipey foes, yeah. Moving forwards again, because I'm mumbling. Patty says, Denise, does Neos work with all FBT? I know it works with Vive Pux, but what about Haratora X? I don't know what Haratora X is, so I won't be able to comment on that one. I know that some people have Tundra trackers and that they work. A good example here, which is not for sure a guarantee, but a good example here that will let you sort of figure it out is, does the Steam VR application recognize them as Pux? If the SteamVR application recognizes them as Pux, then it means that they are compatible with SteamVR, which means we should be able to pick them up well. That isn't, like I said, guaranteed, but it's the closest thing I've got right now. And Dorky actually said that before I even said it, so yeah. Like, if it doesn't show up as Pux, then you'll have a difficulty there. So, like, I know, like Kinect won't work out the box, but you can get, like, driver for VR or something, which then, like, makes the Kinect, like, pretend to be a Vive Pux, so then it does work, or whatever. I don't know. Mileage may vary. Try it out. Don't go buying hardware on my say. That's a big thing as well. Like, if other people in our community, if the team, if we're talking about it, if we're saying we'll implement a piece of hardware, please don't go spending money on our record. Like, I would hate for you to hear a rumor from someone like, Neos is going to support the PSVR 2 day one, and then you to go spend money and that not be true. I'd hate for that. So just like, make the choice to buy the hardware and don't count on Neos supporting it fully until we announce that we do support it fully, is what I'm saying. Like, don't spend lots of money without it being confirmed. Oxy the Protogen says, is there any way to get user profiles from the NeosDB stuff? There is, but it looks like Lex has answered you there. Do you remember, when it comes to our API, I'm limited in the support that I can provide? Not because I don't want to provide it, but because we have the stance that it's unsupported. The reason that we have this is because it might change literally at any moment. You might blink and it might be api.cheese.neos.com/cheese/cheese/cheddar/user ID might be the way that you get a user ID or a user profile. We can't guarantee that it's going to stay the same, and so therefore we don't support it and we don't document it because it might change. If we were to document it, we would establish a sort of handshake between you and our community saying, this is how it works. And then if we broke that, you'd be mad at us. So we don't do that. Like, it's the lesser of two evils. Let's go Ted and take a look, see if we've got more questions. So Electronic says, how about we be mad if you break it anyway? You can totally be mad. We've told you it's unsupported, so be mad. We did warn you. It's like, do not push this button. It will kill you. Someone pushes it and they die. Why did I die? Did you read the button? I actually have that in a folder somewhere. I noticed people just pushing buttons in my world, so I made a button that says, like, if you push this, you'll die. And lots of people push it. Jack the Duck says, oh, by the way, it is 17:38, so we're going to cut questions off at 17:40. So do keep that in mind. 17:40 questions will be cut off. Jack says, what do you think about flat screen compatible in VR games like Phasmophobia and VR Chat? Do you think it could attract people from outside of VR to get involved into VR? Your English is quite good, Jack. Don't worry about it. I do appreciate the apologies, but you're doing quite well. It is interesting in that regard, but it also comes with problems. So you need to think about it. Again, it's a sort of like focus thing. Like, I don't know what the VR Chat team thinks about this, but like, I have an inkling. Is it a problem that there are VR chat users who will never use VR? Is that a problem? And you can have a stance on that, which is yes, or you can have a stance on that, which is no. I have an inkling that their stance is no. And then from that inkling of no, it then leads to different choices in the development, such as, well, then that means that we need to always be improving our desktop support such that it feels like you have all the features of VR without it. Or if you say yes, then you can be like, well, then we don't care about desktop users. We should remove all the desktop features. Good example there being website design. So when you build a website, you have to make those sorts of decisions about which browsers you support. So you have to, as a website developer, you have to basically say, do I want to support Internet Explorer? And if you say yes to this question, please go away. Internet Explorer is like dead. Stop supporting it. But if you say yes to it, your developers will groan. Your developers will be grumbly. You will add months and months and months to your development lifecycle just simply because you won't take a stance and say, dead browsers are unsupported by our website. But depending on the business, you'll have to make that decision. If you're running an enterprise business banking application, you probably will need to support Internet Explorer until 2030. Like, that's just the way it is. I know that there are some applications that exist, mostly out east, that still require Internet Explorer 6 because they use ActiveX stuff. Is now 1714, no more questions. Dia says that Babel exists. I hate Babel. I've seen so many people like that will like put Babel.js in their toolchain, and then they'll be like, and only target the latest Chrome and Firefox. I'm like, you know that you can just like actually just ship like next generation JavaScript to Chrome and Firefox, and they'll just be like, cool, bro. You don't need Babel if you're doing it correctly. You need Babel if you're dealing with Internet Explorer, but like I said, you shouldn't. And then once you're not dealing with Internet Explorer, you can remove half your toolchain because you don't need it anymore. Like, I've seen some incredibly large Webpack files that are just like, why? You don't need any of that. If anyone doesn't know what I'm talking about, I'm sorry, that's just web development. Web development in 2022 and in 2021 and in 2020 is just a nightmare of tooling, and it's just ridiculous. I will answer No User Found's question, and then we'll leave off. Thank you for the reminder, Dorky. I do need to get back to other things. No User Found says, do you think when people who haven't experienced VR or the metaverse yet see how bad Facebook's metaverse looks and VR Walmart video, do you think that harms the reputation of VR? Yes, it does. You can think of it again, like, you know, other things that are similar to that, like video games, right? You might be influenced by the big content creators who play those video games on their streams, and then you might make a purchasing decision based on that because you aren't aware. And so if the VR community isn't putting good content to show this isn't what the metaverse is like, then people don't know what it's like. Speaking of that bone jaw thing that was mentioned above, we're having difficulty with surgeons getting them to even understand that when they're wearing a headset, they have depth, they have stereoscopic vision. If you aren't aware of what's going on here, in desktop mode, try and align three cubes on the same plane. So try and align them up so that their corners touch in a straight line. Then do the same thing in VR. If in VR you are moving around, you're rotating them, you're like looking from different angles, you understand VR, right? You understand that there's depth perception, you understand that you're able to influence your view in the world, and you understand that if you can't quite see if the cubes are lining up, you can move around there. Now, of course, you can do the same in desktop, but it's not the same because you have to do that in desktop, right? You might align them in one plane, change your perspective in desktop and be like, oh, they're completely out of alignment. But in VR, you'll have a much better look if you understand that that depth is there. We're just seeing people that just don't understand that. They put on the headset and for some reason they don't see that the depth is there. I was actually speaking to Hamish Asijafar here, and he said, I'm going to have to look it up and see if I can actually find the article about it. But apparently they took photographs or like paintings of staircases and sort of three-dimensional depth-related structures out to uncontacted tribes. These are tribes that just, they have no contact with the rest of the world. They don't know what the internet is. They don't really know what like our thoughts of art is. Of course, they have their own version of art, but they don't know what that is. And you show them like a picture of some stairs and they don't see it as stairs. They don't understand that they would be able to walk up them or that the top of the stairs is different in depth than the bottom of the stairs. They'll see basically a stack of cubes rather than stairs because they're not able to process that depth information. If you've grown up on video games, you'll be able to do that as well simply by, I don't know, play a first-person shooter. Try and remember back to the first-person shooter that you played. You wouldn't have understood depth as well as you do there. That isn't even the hardest problem. Aaron says, how do doctors not understand that? One of the hardest problems we have with doctors and other people that haven't been in VR is, oh no, I won't put on the headset, it'll mess up my hair. That is the hardest problem we have to solve. They don't want to mess up their hair. And with that interesting anecdote, I will leave you there and speak to you again on the, whatever that date was, on the 20th. If you have any further questions, feel free to direct message me, drop it in the Discord, or wherever else you might want to speak to people about it. I will speak to you later. Bye-bye.